to say thank you so much to everyone for coming today. It means a lot to me to see a lot of family and friends, and it's very special for me to have my sister and brother-in-law and the children from the US to be here with me especially. And but thanks to everyone for coming this morning. Just a few more minutes of listening to me, and then I promise we'll be done. It's an absolute privilege to be called by God to shepherd his sheep, to be recognized by his people as a shepherd, as a pastor, an elder. It is a privilege and an honor that I know that I do not deserve. But such are the gifts of God to all his people, completely undeserved. Such is his grace to me in Jesus. I know in my heart how deserving I am of his punishment for all eternity for my rebellion against him. And my lifetime of thoughts and words and actions, past, present and future, that have not honoured him, my God, whom deserves all my praise and worship. But in his great grace to me, because of his rich love, he called me to himself in Christ. He opened my blind eyes and rescued me from my slavery to self and sin. He forgave all my sin. Jesus bore my sin, all of it, in his body on the cross. Jesus, my Savior, took my place and paid my debt in full. And so my heart's desire this morning is that all of you that might not know his grace, that you would know it to cover your sin. My hope and prayer with my life is that it would lead people to trust in and follow after Jesus as their King, even for you this morning. There are so many people that I could honour today, but I want to seek to be brief. I want to honour my parents, my mum and my dad, who were and are models to me of people who did not point to themselves and their goodness, but to Jesus Christ and his life and death and resurrection for their sin. They have been and are examples to me of his love and care, as well as my brothers and sisters. And I'm so thankful to God for them. For this church, for Westview, you've been to me and Suna such a blessing and encouragement to our own faith. And I want to thank you this morning for your support and care and encouragement, and particularly for Bob and Tony and Lee, and also for David, another elder who's with us for many, many years. And Lee and I have been working more closely together lately with Tony's sabbatical, his long service leave. Maybe it makes more sense to people. But and I'm so encouraged by Lee, by your humility and your care for Suna and I, and your love for God's word. For Bob and God's work in him to be such an example of Christ's love, not just to me and Suna, but in a tremendous way to many countless people beyond Westview, and to David as well. God has truly been so good to give us Bob and David, and the way he has used these men and their wives to bless this church and point us to the love of Christ and the value and authority of the scriptures to lead our lives over so many years. And also for Tony. Tony has been a mentor to me over many years, and God has brought him into my life at a pivotal time. Jeff, who mentored me for many years, who can't make it this morning because of his sickness, had just moved away to Taree when I met with Tony. And I'm so thankful to God for you and the way that he's used you in my life to encourage and rebuke and to point me to the truth of the scriptures and the need to be gracious, loving and kind. I also want to honour Jeff this morning, even though he can't be here. Only God knows the depth of his mercy to me in providing Jeff in my life at a young age, who really came alongside my brother and I and met with us for many years. Jeff pointed me to the truth of the scriptures and the grace of God in his salvation in Christ at a time in my life where I was very young in my faith and greatly struggling with many things in my life. God used him and his wife to point me to the truth of the scriptures, and he loved me as a son and sooner as a daughter, and still does today. I want to honour these men and women, these these wives who allowed these men to meet with me and who have encouraged my wife and loved her. These men and women who God has used in my life and is using as such a rich source of His work in me and in Sunai. Lastly, I want to give thanks to God for my beautiful wife, Sunai. God has provided for me such a priceless gift in this woman. She is so patient and forgiving with me, which is greatly needed. And two things that are greatly needed with a person like me. And she cares for and loves me with such love that it can only be with thanks to God for His work in her. We have gone through some tough years of many ups and downs, but she has been a constant blessing from God. She is my best friend, and I'm so thankful to God for His mercy and love to me in giving me such a loving and caring and supportive wife. Today is an honour, and I'm humbled by it. At the weight of what lies before me, I am comforted by those of you that God has provided in my life, and there's many more I could say this morning. My family and my friends, and I ask you to pray for us, for me and Sunai. Please pray that we will be faithful to this call. And thank you so much for coming here this morning, and I've been asked to give the final blessing. I remember Jeff giving this blessing from the book of Hebrews in the New Testament over many years when I used to go to his church at Hebron Chinese Alliance, and I thought I would finish with this blessing from Hebrews. So please stand as I give the final blessing from Hebrews chapter 13. May the God of peace, who through the blood of the eternal covenant brought back from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, equip you with everything good for doing His will, and may He work in us what is pleasing to Him through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Thank you.